Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Wednesday, September the 16th. It's finally, we get to come to you after a Phillies victory yesterday. The Phillies get back on track after a three-game losing streak, a rough stretch of baseball in Miami, losing 5 of 7 in Miami. The Phillies back home yesterday at Citizens Bank Park, able to get the job done, beating the Mets 4-1. Nice to see the Phillies get back in the win column, get back over 500, now sitting at 24-23 with 13 games left in the season. So hopefully the Phillies can build on some of this momentum. Now, to be fair, they are also finally getting crushed by the injury bug. You know, this is something that a lot of teams have been hit with this season, and particularly early in the season. We talked about a lot of starting pitchers go down, all that type of stuff. And the Phillies, you know, obviously there have been injuries. You know, Jay Bruce a couple times, Haseley, Quinn, you know, Kingery. We've seen stuff, but now it's really seeming to come for the Phillies. Obviously, Rhys Hoskins on the IL. We'll talk more about all the injuries last night. Another one, Jake Arrieta, had to leave the game. We'll talk about that as we talk about the game. But the injuries are a concern. It's not ideal what is going on with the injuries with the Phillies. But last night, at least, they were able to overcome and win a baseball game they needed to win to get back on track again, as they have started to really you know, we had gone from a lock to make the playoffs to a uh-oh, they're in free fall, it feels like. And right in the ship, at least for the night last night, back at it again, the Mets tonight. Let's dive into last night's game, and then we'll talk about kind of where they're at and the playoffs looming. Prior to the game, they officially placed Rhys Hoskins on the IL retro to September 13th. We'll see. Signs are not sounding good. We'll get to that. Roman Quinn reinstated. He was in the lineup last night. Nice to see, as Ronald Torres got DFA'd, and Garrett Clevenger, the lefty, brought back on to the roster. And the Phillies back at it, back home after a horrendous road trip to Miami. Just a awful, horrible, no fun time in Miami. The Phillies finally home, finally back at it, finally able to get back in the win column. The Phillies went at 4-1. The bats do just enough as they get out early. Adam Haseley, a big 2 RBI single, not early in the fourth inning. It was scoreless for a few, as Arrieta and Porcello going back and forth. But the Phillies break it open a little bit in the fourth inning. Adam Haseley scores 2 on an RBI. Well, one of them scored on RBI, and then a throwing error. Ultimately, the run would have scored. Knapp got to third on the throwing error, but Phillies get a 2-0 lead. They give up one in the fifth, a Brandon Nimmo home run, but then Didi gets it right back and more with Alec Bohm on base, a 2-run bomb for Didi, and that was all it took. As the bullpen showed up for a night, we know where a new closer is, as I think many expected. Hector Neris, we had not seen him pitch for a little while, and wondering why. It's because, oh yeah, he's probably the new closer. He was. He got the job done. Arrieta, until getting hurt, pitches 5 1/3, pitched, you know, relatively well. Wasn't great. Gave up 8 hits, 1 walk, so too many base runners, but still was able to get out of some jams. 4 strikeouts helped, gave up the 1 home run to Nimmo, and that was the only real damage, as he did get the win. Jojo Romero comes in and just continues to deal, pitches 2 innings, came in the 6th there, gets a couple outs, and then just cruises through the next inning and a third after that. Tommy Hunter comes in, gets a couple outs, only gives up one hit. Hector Neris comes in, made a little, not scary, gave up two base runners. And they were, you know, two kind of hits right past Kingery, you know, kind of ground balls right field, not hard hit, super hard hit balls. But ultimately gets out of it, doesn't give up any runs, gets two strikeouts. The Phillies win, the Phillies win, the Phillies win. But as we said, Jake Arrieta did have to leave the game early. As he threw a pitch and hit the guy, and just you could see it immediately, kind of hopped off the mound and grabbed the back of his leg, and it wasn't great. You know, had to be helped off the field, helped down the dugout steps. One of those injuries where, you know, sometimes you just see one and you're like, ooh, that doesn't look good. Certainly some sort of soft tissue thing, I would think, look like a hamstring, something like that, but... I'm not a doctor, obviously, but, you know, considering that we have 13 games left in the season and then the playoffs right on the back of that, I think it's entirely possible we just saw Jake Arrieta make his last start as a Philadelphia Philly. And look, you never know, maybe, and you know, for all the issues we've had with Jake since he's been here, and there are many to count, and I will certainly not be upset to see him not in a Phillies uniform. It would, you know, just because of the lack of depth right now with Howard going down, just to get through the season, it would be a blow to lose Arrieta, which is a crazy thing to say. You know, you definitely don't. In one side of my mouth, I'm saying I'm very happy to not see him pitch with the Phillies again, and the other side of my mouth, I'm saying we need him. That's where they're at right now with all these injuries, but. You know, in all the things that we could, you know, gripe about with Jake, and they are numerous, toughness, I don't think, is one of them. He's been pretty tough. He's pitched through stuff last year, the bone spurs and the knee and all that stuff. So, maybe he's able to get through this. Maybe it's an injury that looked worse than it actually is, which is absolutely possible. Maybe it was some sort of, you know, dehydration that led to some tightening of the muscles, and it's not as bad as it looked or whatever, but it certainly looked bad. And, you know, we'll find out what it is after an MRI and all that type of stuff. But, yeah, it wasn't encouraging, watching Arrieta there. And again, it's tough. You know, this team is not in good shape. So, you know, hopefully, I guess the early word on Arrieta, again, was a hamstring strain, they think. Again, we won't know. Just it did look like a hamstring. But, look, the Phillies get out last night with a win. Much needed, nice to see. Didi had a great night, a couple hits, the home run. Alec Bohm continues to get the job done. You know, didn't have a great night, but had a hit, scored a run. Andrew Knapp batting .341 on the season. Kingery had another hit. Back-to-back days with a Scott Kingery hit. I don't know when that's last happened. But, you know, look, they got a nice win. It was good to see. But I think when you look at the grander state of things with this team, and look, with 13 games left, mathematically speaking, they're still in a good spot for a playoff. I mean, they just are, as their game over .500. We'll look at the actual standings a little bit later, but they are, you know, a half game back of the Marlins. They gain a game. That's huge. You know, just with the lack, the dearth of quality teams in the National League, they are their playoff team. You know, sitting a game over 500, they're pretty, you know, staunchly in the playoffs at the moment, you know. The injuries are a real concern. And I think that we've already talked a lot about how it's hard to have any sort of faith in this team in the playoffs based on the bullpen. And that is still absolutely true, even in spite of last night's strong effort from the bullpen. You know, it's too bad. It's too bad the bullpen to succeed in the playoffs. It will at some point bite them, and probably immediately. But these injuries add a whole new level of issues for this team as a playoff team. You know, I mean, let's go down the list, starting with Rhys Hoskins, who, as we talked about yesterday, has been the best hitter on this team for the last month of baseball. The best hitter. I mean, just the guy you want up in any spot. I mean, other than Ogbonn, who's been, you know, right there with him. But Hoskins, obviously, has been leading the team in home runs over the last month, just hitting bombs. And looks like the old Rhys Hoskins has been getting on base, has been just such a good hitter for this team and someone you could really count on and someone who's made the lineup so much more dynamic. You know, when we talked about how consistent and fun this lineup looked over the last month plus, you know, the certainly over that 10 of 11. I mean, that was when they weren't doing it with Harper and Romito. They were doing it with Hoskins and the rest and McCutcheon and Segura heating up and all that, but particularly Rhys Hoskins. I mean, he was the guy. And the UCL injury is a massive concern. You know, it is it's a real chance he's going to need Tommy John surgery. Now, the good news is that it's on his non-throwing arm. Generally, for position players, you can see them come back, you know, anywhere 7-8 months to a year. But generally, on the early end of that, even when it's on their throwing arm. So I think that's a good thing for Hoskins, that even if he has to get Tommy John, it's, you know, for a position player on their non-throwing arm, it's not that big a deal comparatively to what it is for pitchers. You know, you hear Tommy John, you almost have this kind of trigger effect where you're like, oh, no. Well, he's gone for a year and a half, and he won't be the same until, you know, 2 years from now, and then he could be great. But it's obviously not the same for a position player. But it's still a massive injury for Rhys Hoskins right now, especially, you know, with it being this late in the season and all that. If he did have to get Tommy John, you know, he certainly, you know, calls into question his viability for certainly the early part of next year, and who knows, you know. So that's a bad situation. It's one of those things that obviously it's an issue for next year we're talking about already, but certainly for this year, as I think, you know, even though the Phillies refused to rule Rhys Hoskins out for the playoffs, it seems unlikely, if we're talking about Tommy John surgery, that he would be available. Now, look, maybe he doesn't need Tommy John surgery. Maybe it's just some sort of strain that in a couple weeks will heal and he can go back out there. It just, I mean, if we're playing the odds, if we're betting on likely outcomes, you know, I think it's likely that we don't see Rhys Hoskins again this year. I think that's the likelier bet, just like I was talking about with Jake Arrieta. So that's bad for this team's chances. It just is, as a holistically speaking, it's not good. And then you talk about the and look, not even talking about Jay Bruce, still not back, obviously. Now they just got Roman Quinn back. That is good news. But still a little banged up. You know, Kyle Garlick's getting time, all that type of stuff. And then you go to the starting pitching, and I mean, losing Spencer Howard alone is a real shame and a problem. Look, we hadn't seen the Spencer Howard we hope to yet this year, and I think we will. Look, Spencer Howard's a great young, talented pitcher who I think will succeed at the major league level. But we didn't see that guy yet this year, and we saw flashes, and you hoped we were going to get it. Maybe he could, you know, be something for you, even as a reliever in the playoffs, you know, that kind of thing, where if he's not going to start a game, where he can come out of the pen for you and be a weapon potentially, you know, like we see teams do all the time in the playoffs. That's, you know, all gone. I mean, shoulder stiffness for him, I think, you know, considering his age and his situation, I think they're going to, you know, probably be as cautious as they can with him. So that's a loss, and it's also a loss just in the starts he would make to lead up to the playoffs. You know, Vincent Velasquez firmly back in the rotation. Not great. Not what we want. Not a winning scenario for this Phillies team. It's not. And now you add the Howard injury, which again is a shame and also is scary because shoulder stiffness, you know, if you, shoulder surgery, that's a whole can of worms with pitchers, and that's a really scary proposition. So you hope it's not that serious and is something that rest and whatever can handle. But losing him just for this year is an issue too. And again, there's another one like Hoskins where you're worried about it bleeding into next year in a big way and longer potentially, who knows. So fingers crossed on that. And then this Jake Arrieta injury, which again, you know, is confounding me in the sense that I don't want to want Jake Arrieta, but I want Jake Arrieta in the rotation if we're talking about him or a bullpen game, right? I mean, at least there's the chance he's going to go out like he did last night and give you at least a passable outing, a solid start, give you a chance to win. I mean, he's not good and very inconsistent. It's equal chance that he'll go out and give up 7 runs in 3 innings. But, I mean, it's better than a bullpen game, especially with a anemic, horrendous, all-time bad bullpen. I mean, it's just – it's bad. It's bad, and I just don't see how you get Arrieta back in any meaningful amount of time. It just seems like things aren't really breaking the Phillies' way right now, you know? They're taking some blows right now, and it's really hindering their chances to not just, you know, make the playoffs, which again, I think they will still, I think they have enough to make the playoffs considering the competition. But I don't think they have enough to compete in the playoffs with all these injuries and the bullpen. You know, it's in any way. I already said I think the bullpen alone means you can't compete. You know, emphasis in the playoffs, but you could maybe win a 3-game series. I mean, that's Nolan Wheeler can go out and dominate, and you know, get to the bullpen. I mean, that's at least theoretically possible. But with all the injuries, it's just it's hard to see them. Being successful in the playoffs in any way. And it's a shame because it was a fun team there for a moment, right? I mean, before the injuries, before, you know, it kind of all fell apart here, we have a fun little run there. And that's a lot to grab onto. And again, they're probably going to make the playoffs. And look, some good news, Zach Wheeler back tonight against Jacob deGrom. Sadly, that's the bad news. Back to the bad news. But Zach Wheeler, the finger, good to go. That is obviously outstanding news. They need Zach Wheeler in a big way. They need Aaron Nolan in a big way. They need all these guys in a big way. But it's starting to look like quite the uphill climb. Speaking of the playoffs, though, there was some news yesterday that obviously affects the Phillies if they're going to make the playoffs and have some chances here, the MLB and the MLBPA reached an agreement that came out yesterday that the playoff format, they will be doing a playoff bubble. The first round will be in the higher seeded home park, as was discussed, so the Phillies will be going somewhere for 3 games, assuming they make the playoffs, whether they're the 6, 7, 8 seed. And if they can pass the Marlins, maybe the 5 seed still. So they're either going to San Diego or they're going to Los Angeles or Chicago or Atlanta. You know, they're going to go to one of those places to play 3 games. And then a bubble after that. The NL bubble will be in Texas. The AL bubble in SoCal. I'm guessing Dodgers or whatever. I think that's probably the NL in Texas. So there's no home field advantage, I would assume, which is kind of weird because there are no fans anyway, you would think. But and then the World Series will be in Texas as well at the new Rangers Park in Arlington. So I think that's smart. You know, why not do everything you can to make sure the playoffs go off swimmingly, as it were? And, you know, why not have a bubble? We saw how effective the bubble was for hockey, or has been for hockey and basketball in such a massive way. Why wouldn't you do that for the playoffs if you can? And, so that'll be interesting. Now, another thing to throw into the pile, you know, is there was a game yesterday postponed, the San Francisco Giants game in Seattle, because of the bad air quality from the forest fires. And that is you know, obviously a horrible situation. And also, you know, I think it's smart not to play in that type of air. And that creates some questions, too, especially, you know, with California being a potential site. So there's a lot of questions, but I do think it is smart to do the bubble. And make sure the World Series goes off without a hitch. And it'll make it fascinating. It'll be interesting to watch, you know, all those games in the same place, same venue, and what's going on with the bubble and all that type of stuff will be, I'm sure, fascinating stuff to follow. Now, with that in mind, let's take a look at where the playoffs stand right now. As the Phillies again, as we've talked about, sitting at 24-23 with the Marlins losing, they are now a half game behind the Marlins. They're four behind the Braves, so they are not going to catch the Braves, I think, as we can assume, likely. But they're right there with the Marlins. They could still get the second-place spot in the division. It looks like both the Phillies and the Marlins are going to be in the playoffs. We saw that coming. The Cubs still firmly out in front, a four-game lead in their division. They will win that division. The Cardinals, a playoff team, just a half game back at the Phils for a playoff spot. Cincinnati surging as they are now only two games under 500, a game back of St. Louis, and only a game and a half back of the Phillies. That makes it a little more competitive, as you know, the Giants a game back of the Phillies. They're right there. Then, obviously, San Diego's locked into a playoff spot. They have the second-best record in the National League, and they're going to be the four seed. But then, of course, the Dodgers continue to be awesome. And they're, you know, top team in the National League. But it is gap is closing between them and the Padres. But they will all be playoff teams. The Braves, the Cubs, the Dodgers, and the Padres will all be playoff teams. And look, either the Reds or the Cardinals, or maybe the Brewers if they surge, are only two back at the Cardinals, but likely the Cardinals or the Reds will get that second-place spot and thus be a playoff team, leaving, you know, the two wild-card spots for, you know, if the Phillies can't get the second spot, if the Marlins get it, it's between the Phillies, the other team in that Reds-Cardinals battle, and the Giants with the Rockies and the Brewers on the outskirts of it. So that's where it stands. American League's pretty simple. The Rays and the A's are going to win their divisions, and they are in with two of the best records in baseball. The Rays a half game worse than the White Sox with the best record in the American League. Minnesota, Indians, all those teams are in. The White Sox and Minnesota fighting for that division. And the Yankees are going to make it. It's very simple. You know, there is not going to be likely any surprises. So there are seven locks, let's say, as Tampa Bay, New York, Toronto, Chicago, Minnesota, Cleveland are all going to make the playoffs unless something weird happens. They're all pretty locked in. Obviously, weird things can happen. Teams can go really cold, but those teams look really likely to make the playoffs, leaving one spot. Houston right now is that playoff team. They are a game and a half up on Seattle. You figure they'll be able to hold that lead. They're better than Seattle. They are two games up on Detroit, two and a half up on Baltimore. So I guess it's conceivable that they don't get that spot, but Houston's so much more talented. I would bet Houston ends up in that spot and that your AL playoff teams are pretty locked in. Those seven for sure. And again, I think in the National League, you can say for sure that Atlanta, Chicago, L.A., and San Diego are in the playoffs for sure. No matter what, those teams are making the playoffs. And again, one of St. Louis and Cincinnati will, and one of Philadelphia and Miami will. And then if I had to bet, I would bet Philadelphia, Miami, St. Louis, Cincinnati, and San Diego make it. I would bet over San Francisco, but, you know, San Francisco's ahead of Cincinnati right now, so it really could go anyway. Either way, look, the Phillies are right there. They're again, I still think they're going to be a playoff team. You know, I think they're going to make the playoffs, even though it's been a rocky ride to get there, and it's probably going to be a rocky road in there. I think they'll get there, but It's a bunch there at the bottom, so they do need to win. There are some surging teams. Again, the Reds kind of surging lately, getting in, so getting into the picture. So, and again, look, some tough games left on the schedule. Again, tonight, Wheeler versus DeGrom. Tomorrow, Nola against Seth Lugo. You feel good about Nola. Then Eflin going into the first game of Toronto against Robbie Ray. But you got four against Toronto. Toronto's a playoff team, a better record than the Phillies, good team. Four against Washington. You feel good about those considering how you played Washington this year, but, you know, still some talent there. And then three against Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, one of the best teams in baseball this year. So it's not an easy road here. The Phillies do need to win games to get there, but they are positioned pretty well right now. Just need to win some games along the way here. So tonight, DeGrom Wheeler. Oh, my goodness, what a great game. What a fun one. And hopefully Wheeler is feeling good and can he locked in from the start and battled DeGrom, because we need him to. Either way, we'll be back to talk about it tomorrow. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy. And thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.